for the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Amen. Remember how he told you. Then they remembered his words. Then they remembered his words. On Palm Passion Sunday, I invited you to think of remembering as remembering, as putting back together that which has come apart. I said that Jesus remembers us, and the way of Jesus, a way of love, remembers us. It puts us back together. Holy Week, as it does every year, has offered us a microcosm of life and its emotions, the highs, the lows, and everything in between. We made our way through it all, from jubilation with palms to a new mandate to love on Thursday, to betrayal and darkness in Gethsemane, to the agony of the cross on Friday, when it all came undone. As Jesus refused to meet violence with violence, it pulled him apart. Nailed to the cross, Jesus was stretched to his breaking point. They laid his broken, lifeless body in the tomb, and it seemed that all was lost. Then we hear in Luke's gospel that on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb. The they is the women who loved Jesus: Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and other women with them. They came expecting to roll away the stone, expecting to find Jesus' body, hoping to anoint it with spices, and they found the tomb empty. We hear that they were perplexed. I think we've all been there. We've all had things fall apart and then found, as we did our best to keep going, that what came next wasn't what we were expecting. We have resurrection stories in each of the Gospels. There are similarities in the accounts, but the most striking similarity is the lack of detail. What happened? What happened behind that stone in the cold, dank darkness of that tomb? Rowan Williams says, "The very untidiness of the resurrection stories is one of the main reasons for taking them seriously. What's going on is clearly people struggling to find words for something that they had not expected." That's what this passage from Luke feels like to me: a struggle to find words for something unexpected. The women are perplexed. You can feel there what has happened here in the description of the stone rolled away. No body. You can feel how unexpected it is to find two men in dazzling clothes. But then the angels say, "Remember how he told you." And they do remember. Remember how he told you. The memory of Jesus' words dawns on the women. Yes, it's unexpected, but then they remember. I love it that these women remember and that they return from the tomb and tell it to the others. This speaks of an openness and a receptivity and a capacity to share the news, even when they're perplexed, even as things aren't what they were expecting. This feels like things beginning to come back together. We don't want to turn this into an us and them situation, though, thinking disparaging thoughts about those who dismissed their words as an idle tale. We are everyone in this scene at one time or another. Everything mentioned in this scene is part of remembering as coming back together. When things have come undone, there will be perplexity. There will be bewilderment and confusion. There will be questioning and some resistance. Remembering is a process. Our resurrection stories invite us to do the same remembering that Mary and the other women did. It's about remembering God's passionate and powerful love made known in Jesus. It's about remembering that God chose to enter our time and space in a relationship of mother and child, and remembering that Jesus chose relationship over and over again, especially with those who were vulnerable and marginalized. It's about remembering that Jesus refused to give in to love of power and remained true to the power of love, even as it stretched him to his breaking point. It's about remembering that in and through Jesus, God showed us that the relationship between God and humanity, between this world and the next, cannot be broken. Death is not the end. What looked like death on the cross was change and transformation. What came apart in Jesus' suffering and death was put back together in that tomb with a love that is more than we can ask or imagine. We remember this, and this remembers us. That love, more than we can ask or imagine, is in us, and it's all around us. It's with us every day, in every moment. It's with us as things come undone, and that love is asking us to remember our way back together again and again. Our remembering what Jesus said, what Jesus did, picks up the pieces in this life and puts them back together, puts us back together into a new creation over and over again. The resurrection is our promise that God holds all of life with an expansive, wondrous love. And this love frees us to move without fear, even as, especially as, things come apart. The resurrection is our assurance that there is potential and possibility even in what is perplexing and difficult. The resurrection is our hope that what looks like death, what looks like absence or obstacle, can be change and transformation. Sam Wells, author and vicar of St. Martin in the Fields in London, England, writes that each of the Gospels seems to assume that Jesus' death and resurrection are the hinge of history, that nothing that was true before can ever be assumed to be the same again, and that nothing that was considered impossible before need necessarily be assumed to be impossible after. In short, all bets are off. All bets are off. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with the power of love. This is what we celebrate this morning with our alleluias. Soak it in. Let it fortify you and strengthen you. And remember it when you leave this place. Last Sunday, I prayed that we might remember and be remembered. I prayed again this morning. May we remember our way into new life, into a new creation, with the love of the risen Christ and in his name. Alleluia. Amen.